Hallelujah, 主果然复活了。
Hallelujah, it is true, the Lord is risen.
我们跟我们旁边的人来互相说好吗？主果然复活了。
Let's greet one another. The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed.
感谢神啊，我们所敬拜、所服侍的神是一位活着的神。
We thank God, the Lord that we worship is a risen Lord.
主耶稣基督不单只是为我们死在十字架上，第三天他从死里复活。
The Lord Jesus not only died for us, but in 3 days he rose up again from the dead.
耶稣基督的复活跟我们的生命、跟我们每一天的生活有什么样的关系？
The resurrection of the Lord Jesus, what does it have to do with our life every day?
所以今天早上来，我们从今天所看的经文里面一起来去领受。
And so from the text today, we're going to see what God has to say to us.
让我们来从今天所看的这两位在以马忤斯路上的门徒的身上来看。
From the life of these two disciples on the road to Emmaus, we can learn what God has to say.
来，我们今天看的这经文里面，看到这以马忤斯路上这两位门徒。
These two disciples on the road to the Emmaus.
我们看到在复活，耶稣基督的复活，在他们生命中所带来的改变。
We can see the change that was brought to these two disciples because they met the risen Lord.
从他们的生命当中来引用到今天我们的生活中。
And from their changed life, we can apply it to our life today.
今天的经文告诉我们17节、啊、当耶稣遇见他们的时候，他们是脸上带着愁容。
The text tells us that when the Lord first met them, they were very saddened.
然后我们到33节看到这两位门徒就被改变了。
And then we can see in verse 33 how they were totally changed.
他们是很兴奋、啊、然后讲到立刻起来回耶路撒冷。
And they were excited, they immediately got up and returned to Jerusalem.
那时已经傍晚了，已经晚，那时候晚上在外面是 不安全的。
It was late in the day, it was evening, it was not safe to travel in the evening.
但是他们还跑了25里路回到耶路撒冷，跟门徒们讲耶稣复活的消息。
But still, they traveled all that distance back to Jerusalem to bring the news back to the disciples in Jerusalem.
主耶稣的复活使他们本来面上带着愁容的变成兴奋，带着盼望。
The resurrection of the Lord changed their sadness to hope and to joy.
来，我们一起来他们改变的过程。
Let's see the process how they were changed.
来，首先我们来看他们从这段经文，看他们为什么面上带着愁容，原因是什么？
Why were they so sad at the beginning?
经文里面讲到，当耶稣问他们他们在谈什么的时候，
When the Lord first met them, Jesus asked them, what were they talking about on the road?
他们就告诉耶稣为什么他们这么忧愁。
And they told the Lord why they were so sad.
他们就告诉他们讲到拿撒勒人耶稣的事。
And they told them about this Jesus of Nazareth.
他是一位先知。
He was a prophet.
在神面前，在百姓面前所说的话，所行的事，都带着大能。
All that he told and taught the people, all that he did were done with great power.
但是他们说，祭司长和他们的官夫把耶稣抓了，钉他的罪，钉死，把他钉死在十字架上。
But the chief priests and the other religious leadership arrested him and crucified him on the cross.
这件事已经发生三天了。
These things had happened for 3 days already.
但是今天那天早上有妇女们去坟墓找他的时候，
But that morning there were some women that went to the tomb looking for the corpse.
天使跟他们说他不在这里，他已经复活了。
But the angel said to the women,The Lord isn't here, he's risen.
还有几位门徒去看，果然是这样。
And there are a few disciples who went to check it out, and surely the tomb was empty.
但是他们没有看到耶稣。
But they did not see the Lord.
所以啊，从他们的角度，他们忧愁是因为他们认为这位耶稣，一切他们的盼望死了。
They, from their angle, they were so sad because their hope were dashed, or their hope were broken.
但是 这是不是真正他们应该忧愁的原因呢？
But is that really the reason why they were so sad?
哎，我们再看经文，其实
Let's look at the text again.
耶稣是说，不是，那不应该是他们忧愁的原因。
Jesus said that shouldn't be the real reason why they were so sad.
他们以为耶稣是他们的盼望，他死了，好像一切盼望也跟他死了。
The Lord was their hope, and when the Lord died, their hope died with Jesus.
从环境看来，这应该是使他们忧愁的。
So from the circumstances, they should be saddened.
但我们看耶稣说不是，这应该不是使他们忧愁的。
But then Jesus said that shouldn't be the reason why you are so saddened.
我们看二十五、二十六节。
Let's look at verses 25 and 26.
耶稣说，他们那时候面上带着愁容，是因为他们信先知的话，信得太迟钝了。
The Jesus said, rebuked them mildly. He said, you are slow to understand, because you are too slow to believe and understand what the prophets have spoken.
因为在圣经里面，先知的话就是圣经，就是说已经说了。弥赛亚要受苦，然后要复活，进入他的荣耀。
Words of the prophets are words of God, and the prophets in the old have already spoken that the Messiah must suffer and then enter into glory.
来，弟兄姐妹，这值得我们去好好的思考的。
And that really deserve our close attention to examine.
这两位门徒讲到他们愁苦，他们忧愁是因为环境，耶稣死了。
The disciples said that we are saddened because of circumstances. The hope that we had is broken and dead.
但是耶稣在说不是，你们忧愁是因为你们信神的话，或者信先知的话，信得太迟钝。
But the Lord Jesus corrected them. You are saddened because you are too slow to understand the words of the prophets.
所以换句话说，如果他们注意甚至相信先知的话，他们现在虽然耶稣死了，就不应该忧愁。
In other words, if they had really truly understood the word of the prophets, even though their hope had died, but still they should be able to understand that their hope there shall be resurrected.
所以我们就再继续下去看到耶稣给他们解决的问题。
And then continue to see what question the Lord had for them.
他不是就显现哈，自己向他们显现说我活复活了。
Now he is appearing to them and confirming that I am risen.
耶稣还，我们经文里面就要看到耶稣使他们的眼睛迷惑，认不出他。
Now, the text tells us that Lord actually blinded their eyes, preventing them from recognizing the Lord Jesus.
所以解决哈，在除去他们的愁苦，耶稣没有马上向他们显明他自己。
The Lord Jesus purposely did not immediately reveal himself to them.
我们看到二十七节哈，如果看二十七节，我们看到耶稣呢是带他们回到神的话语。
Look at verse 27. The Lord Jesus brought them back to the Scripture.
所以那里讲到从摩西开始哈，从摩西和众先知起哈，就将他们讲解圣经。
From verse 27, Jesus began with Moses and then with all the other prophets, explaining the Scripture to them.
才圣经里一切指着他的话都向他们解释，让他们明白。
All the words of the prophets pointing at the Lord Jesus, Christ Jesus explained to them.
我们看到啊，因为耶稣说，问题是他们心的太迟钝。
See, the problem was because they are too slow to understand.
所以我们看到解决的方法是耶稣就来带他们回到神的话。
And the resolution was that Jesus brought them back to the Scripture.
从神的话语来让他们明白。
From the Scripture, the Lord led them back to understanding.
就是说，耶稣会死，会受苦，其实在神的话语就已经预言过。
The Lord must suffer, the Lord must die, is a fulfillment of the word of God.
他受苦以后要进入他的荣耀，他要复活。
He must suffer before he can enter into glory, before he can be resurrected.
耶稣不是让他们马上看到他是复活的耶稣。
The Lord did not reveal to them immediately of his resurrection.
他先把他们带到 圣经神的话语当中。
The Lord first of all brought them back to the scripture.
我们在看到当他们圣经讲到他们就走到这靠近村的时候，耶稣就预备要离开他们。
It wasn't until they were close to the village and the Lord was about to leave them.
因为那时候太阳要下山了，所以他们强留耶稣，叫他们留，叫他耶稣留下跟他们住。
It was at the end of the day and these two disciples insisted that the Lord stay with them.
然后耶稣就同意了，就留他们就一起擘饼。
The Lord agreed and stayed with them and broke bread and ate together.
所以圣经告诉我们，在擘饼的时候，主耶稣才让他们认识。
The text tells us that it was not until they ate together that the Lord revealed himself to them.
所以他们的眼睛就明亮了。
Their eyes were open.
就认出耶稣来了。
Then they recognized the Lord.
但是一认出耶稣，耶稣就离开了。
But immediately after the recognition, the Lord departed.
我们看到耶稣要他们认识他的话语，
because the Lord wanted them to recognize the scripture，
明白先知和摩西所讲的一切。
The Lord wanted them to understand the word of Moses and the other prophets。
当他们明白了，他就显明他自己。
Only when they understood, then the Lord revealed himself。
然后他就离开他们了。
And after the understanding, the Lord left them。
很多的时候我们为要有好像超自然的事来证明神的话语。
But at times we demand explanation of a supernatural explanation before we understand.
Sorry. 但是我们看到主耶稣跟这两位门徒的是让他们先认识他的话语，然后再看到这超自然的事，就是复活的耶稣在他们的面前。
The Lord did it other ways. The Lord wanted them to bring them back to the scripture first before the Lord gave them understanding of supernatural things.
其实当我们真的愿意相信神的话语，我们真的就常常看到奇妙的事。
Only when we truly want to study and know the scripture,before we can see wonderful things.
所以我们再下去，你看到这门徒们在回想的时候，三十二节。
So we look further, verse 32.
所以他们说，他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？
The disciples said, weren't our hearts warmed and burning when the Lord explained the scripture to us?
所以他们还没有知道这位在跟着他们在他们面前的是复活的耶稣已经心里面火热了。
Their hearts were already warmed up and were burning before the recognition of the resurrected Lord.
所以心里面火热不是因为看见，用肉眼看到了这位复活的耶稣。
See, our heart being warm and burning, it's not because we understood supernatural and wonderful things first.
但是因为他们开始明白了神的话语，关于耶稣的一切事，心里面就火热了。
It was because they began to understand the scripture.
是了解神的话语，使他们不再面上不带愁容。
It is the understanding of the scripture that brought them out of the sadness.
反而叫他们立刻，虽然晚了，但是立刻起来。回耶路撒冷去。
And the result, even though it was the end of the day, even though it was night, they still immediately got up and went back to Jerusalem.
要把这好消息，耶稣复活了，带给门徒们。
Because they wanted to bring the good news of the resurrection of the Lord back to the disciples.
弟兄姐妹们，耶稣的复活今天对我们每一天的生活有什么关系？
Dear brothers and sisters, what does it have to do?With our lives every day, what does the resurrection of the Lord have to do with our life today?
是否我们也像这两位门徒一样，我们每一天的生活当中都很多事使我们忧虑。
Is it, are we like the two disciples? Every day we are just like the two disciples, saddened and burdened with many things.
哎，我们每一天的生活，我们都脸上带着愁容。
Because we wear a sad face every day in our lives.
有没有？因为当我们看我们的社会，当我们看我们的世界，每一天都吵吵闹闹的。
When we look around at our time and the world around us, every day, every moment is nothing but trouble.
我们看这社会越来越远离神了。
Okay, we look at the world when we complain, we say we are the, you know, further away from the Lord day by day.
前几年同性恋婚姻已经合法化。
We got all kinds of social issues, homosexual marriages, and all kinds of problems.
上个月我们在 Cook County 投票的，我们发现投票的人63%表决他们赞成要把用那个大麻成为合法。
The last month's election, 63% approve of legalizing marijuana.
我们也担心说在学校不知道他们教我们的孩子们什么。
We are fearful of what the public schools are teaching our children.
很多很多的这些的界限都一个一个的被拿掉。
A lot and one by one each restrictions and boundaries are broken down.
我想我们作为基督徒神的儿女特别在等待或者在也在祷告，特别六月份那个最高法院要公布这个 Jack Phillip 那 Colorado 做蛋糕的人的案子。
Okay, we are anxiously awaiting the Supreme Court decisions in June of that lawsuit in Colorado of that the bakery who is being sued for not accommodating homosexual couples.
很多人说如果最高法院判这 Jack Phillip 有罪的话，那我们基督信仰的这个自由在美国就没有了。
A lot of Christians are fearful that if the Supreme Court should judge against Jack Phillip, then Christian liberty is going to be further taken away.
像当我们看我们的社会，当我们看这世界的方向的时候，像我们可以像这两位门徒一样，都使我们面上带着愁容。
We look at our time, we look at our surrounding, we are just like these two disciples. Our faces are wearing sadness.
就我们个人的身上也一样，而且我们信主一段时间，但还是很有一些的罪我们胜过不了。
It's the same with our individual lives. We've been Christian for a long time, but there's still the sins in our life that we cannot overcome.
所以我们已经信主了，但是我们还发现世界对我们的吸引力很大，也常常在挣扎当中。
We have been a Christian for a long time, and still we are still struggling because the world's attraction is too powerful for us.
所以我们正身上带着疾病，正在面对着这疾病。
Or perhaps you are suffering from some sort of illness.
或者我们生活中有许许多多的困难，好像现在解决不了的难处。
Or you may be facing difficulties that you find difficult to overcome and resolve.
所以当我们想的时候，说我怎么样可以喜乐，因为我的环境是这样。
So we wonder how can we be happy because our circumstances are so negative.
但是如果今天我们站在复活的耶稣基督的面前的话，
But if we should stand before the risen Lord this morning,
主耶稣是会跟也跟我们说，我们忧愁或者我们带着愁容，不是因为这些环境。
The Lord Jesus will say the same thing. We are saddened today not because of the circumstances around us.
主耶稣会跟我们说，我们今天忧愁愁担心，是因为我们信他的话，信的太迟钝了。
The Lord will say to us, the reason why we are so saddened today is because we are too slow to understand the Scripture.
在神的话语岂不说，在这世上会有苦难？
Didn't the Word of God say that we will suffer the oppositions in this world?
但是耶稣是复活的主。
But the Lord is a risen Lord.
所以让我们今天庆祝耶稣基督的复活的时候，
So as we celebrate the resurrection of the Lord today,
来让我们重新回到主的话语当中。
We come back to the scripture again.
就好像耶稣跟这门徒说，你看神的话，先知的话，就是说这位必定要受难，然后要进入他的荣耀。
Just like the Lord Jesus spoke to those two disciples, the Lord must suffer, the Lord must die before he enter into glory.
有人说真的是一样哈，这表示哈是神在掌管一切。
We must remember what the scripture said, the Lord is in sovereign control of all things.
圣经也跟我们说过，他们怎么样逼迫耶稣，也要照样逼迫我们。
The word of God says, those who persecute the Lord will persecute us too.
但是耶稣基督胜了这个世界。
But the world has overcome this world.
看约翰福音十六章三十三节说。
That's what John 16:33 says.
我将这些事告诉你们，是要教你们，在我里面有平安，在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心。我已经胜了世界。
Jesus said, I've told you all these things so that in me you may have peace. The world will have trouble, but take heart, take courage. I have overcome the world.
所以当我们回到主的话语，我们就看到神仍然坐在宝座上。
So when we come back to the scripture, we will be assured that God is still on the throne.
世界怎么样动乱，但是神掌管一切。
No matter what circumstances surrounds us, the Lord God is in control of all circumstances.
因为主耶稣说了，你们在这世上必定会有苦难。
Because the Lord Jesus said, you will have tribulations in this world.
但是他说，放心，主已胜了这世界。
But take courage, the Lord has overcome all things.
所以我们信他的人也要与他一同得胜。
So we who believe in the Lord will be victors with the Lord.
当我们看到现在的苦难是只是现在的，是暂时的。
So we look at the circumstances and tribulations and problems around us. They are all temporary.
耶稣是永远得胜的，因为他是复活的主。
The victory of Christ is eternal because he is the Lord of the resurrection.
只要我们恒心坚持到底，抓住主的话语。
As long as we continue holding tight, holding on to the word of God.
现在有苦难，但最终最后耶稣是得胜的。
We may have tribulations and trouble today, but at the end,And the Lord is a victorious Lord.
最后我们也是与耶稣一同复活，这个复活是得胜的。
At the end, we shall be with Christ, victorious and resurrected.
所以弟兄姐妹们，让我们再回到主的话语。
So brothers and sisters, return to the scripture.
但愿意我们虽然很忙碌，每一天用时间去学习神的话。
Even though we are so busy every day, but come back to the word of God.
相信神的话语，照着去行。
Believe in the word of God and live accordingly.
无论这个世界怎么样讥笑耶稣，怎么样反对。
Regardless of how the world mock and reject the Lord.
让我们抓住主的话。
But we who hold on to the word of God.
因为耶稣帮助这两位门徒明白主的话，他们心就火热。
Their heart, these two disciples' heart were burning, were warmed up because the Lord brought them back to the scripture.
但愿我们也一样，抓住主的话的时候，无论环境怎么样的不顺，但是在主的话里，我们有永恒的盼望。
May the same be with us. All the circumstances around us frightens us, but as we hold on to the word of God.
第二，我们再要快，不要停止聚会。
The second thing is, do not stop meeting together.
因为我们刚才看到耶稣跟他们一起擘饼的时候，就他们认出耶稣来了。
Now we have read earlier that it was when the Lord ate with them that they recognized the Lord.
我们也看到当他们回去跟那个门徒们说耶稣已经复活了。
We also see that when they went back to Jerusalem and report and told them that they met the risen Lord.
圣经再一次讲到他们说跟耶稣一起擘饼的时候，他们认出耶稣来了。
The scripture also tells us that they recognized the Lord when they ate together with the Lord.
跟耶稣基督一起擘饼，想可以解释成我们要一起的聚会，一起的敬拜。
Likewise, it means that we as believers, we must not stop meeting together.
好像今天特别今天让我们可以联合的一起的晨曦礼拜。
Just like this united worship, sunrise worship of different churches.
教会不完全。
Churches are not complete.
弟兄姐妹们也不完全。
Brothers and sisters are not complete or perfect.
我们传道人也跟不是完全。
We preachers are not perfect.
但是主舍立教会就是要我们一起的敬拜，一起的生活，一起的成长。
But the Lord established His church for the purpose that all His believers may live together and worship together and join together.
然后接着神认识神的话语。
As we recognize and understand the Word of God.
我们接着一起的聚会，彼此的勉励。
And through meeting together, encouraging one another.
在这充满苦难的世界里面，我们每一天带着复活，耶稣复活的大能生活。
Only then can we live with the resurrection power as we live in this troubled world.
我们也这样来向这世界见证复活的耶稣基督。
And only then can we proclaim to this troubled world the gospel and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
愿主耶稣基督亲自赐福大家。
May the Lord Jesus Christ bless each one of us.
在这充满挑战的世界里面，我们活着带着喜乐和盼望。
Okay, in this world that challenges us so deeply, may we live with joy and strength.
向这世界见证耶稣。
So that we may bear witness to this troubled world, the Christ Jesus.
让我们最后再来彼此的说哈，耶稣已经复活了。
Let's say it again. The Lord Jesus is risen indeed.
愿主赐福大家。
The Lord bless each one of us.
赐福每一位教每一间教会。
And bless each church that gather together.
荣耀归主名。
All glory to the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.